Sverre Sandberg, welcome to Amigoscopia.
Thank you very much.
Well, in this interview, we're going to talk about Stockholm Conference. It's defining analytical performance goals 15 years after the Stockholm Conference. It's the first European Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine strategic conference that will take place in November this year. And our first question is, what was Stockholm Conference?
The Stockholm Conference that was organized 15 years ago dealt with how to set quality specifications in laboratory medicine. That means, what quality do we really need for a sound interpretation of laboratory data? So it was a conference with about, I think there was about 100 attendees and with different lectures and so on. And they ended up with a consensus statement. So what the laboratory community agreed about when it came to the quality specifications.
And why does the European Federation of Laboratory Medicine have this first strategic conference?
Well, first of all, the European Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine has worked a lot around this topic. So we have different working groups that have been approaching the topic from different angles. And we then thought that it was important to widen this up to a broader audience and to have a broader international discussion, a worldwide discussion about the quality specifications, and really discuss whether we should change or amend the quality the agreement or the consensus document that we agreed on in Stockholm. So this is the background, and therefore we thought that we were going to start a series of strategic conferences, and this is the first one.
And what about the topics of this year's conference?
So the topic on this year's conference is the same topic as we had in Stockholm 15 years ago. And we have been inviting a lot of people that have been working in this field to have their opinion. We had a scientific program committee that has very carefully elected the speakers for the conference, so that they have the goal of for the speakers, or what we ask the speakers, is to, from different angles, to address this topic: what should be the quality specifications in laboratory medicine, and how should we set it in different circumstances, and also should we change the Stockholm consensus document for the future, and how can we move take this forward in a practical way, not only theoretical way.
And how is the conference organized as regards talks, workshops? Is there any one main lecture?
So first of all, there is a scientific program committee that has elected the speakers and the topics for the speakers. And we have communicated a lot with this program committee that met in Istanbul during the World Lab Conference. And we have also asked speakers for the conference, and the speakers have agreed. So the program is now ready. And I think also after the conference, I don't think we will solve every question during the conference. So after the conference, we will establish working groups that will take different issues further. And so we will invite people from all different parts of the world to participate in these working groups.
And where can we find information of speakers, information of the conference in general?
Yeah, the information you can find in, at least I think you can find in several places, but if you go to the website of the European Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine.
So we say this conference is in November this year, right? By the end of
November. Yeah, it's in the end of November. It's a two-day conference, and Monday and Tuesday in Milan. So we really hope that that we will have a large audience, and we have really found there are a lot of interest for the conference, and you can also find the registration form on the webpage of the European Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine.
And who can attend this conference?
Everybody, or not everybody. I think it will fit very well for laboratory professionals all over the world. So it's an open conference, so everyone that wants to learn more about this topic or have an opinion about this topic and want to influence how to set quality specifications in laboratory medicine should participate. And I especially would like people from South America to participate in the conference, because I think it is very important to have a worldwide audience so that we can have viewpoints from all different kinds of the world and all different kinds of laboratories.
We said we needed to enroll, right? When do we have to do so?
Oh, I think the registration is open now, and I really cannot remember when it will close, but I think there is, at least now, it's you have plenty of time to register. But of course, the faster you can register, the better it is, and probably also the cheaper it is. So I can encourage you just to run to your computer and register as soon as possible.
All right, perfect. Yes, it sounds very good. So is there any comment you would like to say about this conference that perhaps we haven't said so far?
No, the only thing I can add is that we hope to present after the conference a new consensus document where the participants in the conference can agree on, well, either a revision of the Stockholm consensus on quality specification or a completely new consensus on how to set quality specification in laboratory medicine. Because it's important to say that we don't necessarily need the best quality. We need a quality that is good enough for patient diagnosing and treatment. And that's what we are looking for and how to set this.
Well, thank you very much, Professor Sandberg. It's been a pleasure to have you in El Microscopio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be there.